listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when God said, "This is the one." I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 12 through 13. This is our text for today. "So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, 'Arise, anoint him, for this is the one.' Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah." It isn't often that the Bible gives us a physical description of its characters, but here we have one of the young man David. We read, "He was ruddy, with bright eyes, and good looking." This tells us that David had a fair complexion. He had bright eyes, which speak of vitality and intelligence. David was also good looking. David had a pleasant appearance, but he didn't look like Saul, who looked like a leader and a king, at least according to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2. David looked light, nice, but he did not look like a born leader or king. Saul looked like a great leader. David looked like a nice boy. Still, the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." As unlikely as he was, David was the one. David was a shepherd, but there were a lot of shepherds. David was good looking, but there were a lot of young men. David was young, but there were plenty of young men that God could have chosen. God described what made David special in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. "The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord commanded him to be commander over his people." What made David the one? That he was a man after God's own heart. God's choice of David shows that we don't have to quit our jobs and enter into full-time ministry to be people after God's own heart. We don't need to be famous or prominent to be people after God's own heart. We don't need to be respected or even liked by other people to be after God's own heart. We don't need status, influence, power, the respect or approval of men, or great responsibilities to be people after God's own heart. Now, where did David get this heart? Obviously, from time spent personally with God. But someone started him on that path. Now, David says nothing of his father, but twice in the Psalms, he refers to his mother as a maidservant of the Lord. That's in Psalms 86 and 116. Probably it was David's godly mother who poured her heart and love and devotion of the Lord into him and gave him a foundation to build on in his own walk with the Lord. Like Timothy, God used David's mother to pour into him a godly faith. Now, because he was the one, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The real anointing happened when the Holy Spirit came upon David. The oil on the head was just a sign of this inward reality. Now, David would go on to become one of the greatest men of the Bible, mentioned more than 1,000 times in the pages of Scripture, more than Abraham, more than Moses, more than any mere man in the New Testament. It's no accident that David wasn't known as the son of Abraham or the follower of Moses, but he was known as the son of David, as in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, and at least a dozen other places. But all began with a boy who learned about God from his mother and loved the Lord in the everyday work of his life. God can show himself to us in and through the same things. And I know he wants to do at least some of that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.